Surrounded by roughly 25 students, Steve Kagan handed the honorary degree his alma mater granted him back to Williams College President Adam Falk Friday morning.
And what Williams did was really just to act really within its own province. And the provinciality of that decision is most unfortunate. It's most unfortunate for the college. It will hurt the brand of the college. And I'm sorry about that, and it's disappointing.
Kagan graduated from Williams in 1965 and went on to serve as Vermont's Education Commissioner, a career for which he was recognized with the honorary degree in 1984.
Well, Steve, I have to say it's very sad that you feel it's necessary to do this, and I appreciate the very respectful way in which everyone is engaging in this conversation. I respectfully disagree with a lot of what you said.
President Falk ruefully accepted the degree and statements of support for Kagan's action by the students of Divest Williams and the U.S. Divestment Campaign Manager of the International Environmental Group 350.org. The move is in response to Williams' plan to limit its carbon footprint and invest in renewable energy resources and education in an effort to battle climate change. September's announcement came after a multi-year student, alumni, staff, and faculty effort urging the school to completely divest its $2.3 billion endowment from the top 200 fossil fuel companies. Falk says there is agreement that climate change is the biggest global issue, but a divide on what form the college's leadership role should be.
As an institution of higher education, the most important things we do are the things that we do on our campus. The education we provide on our campus, the way we use energy on our campus. And I think that for a couple of reasons. First, the things we do on our campus all have educational value. And the most important thing we do is graduate students who are going to go out and change the world.
Williams says it will invest up to $50 million over the next 5 years in efficient buildings, renewable energy projects, and climate change education, aiming to achieve carbon neutrality by the end of 2020. Sophomore Erica Chang is a member of Divest Williams.
It really sends the dangerous message that we can buy our way out of a climate crisis. We've been focusing on on-campus efforts, but we are a college of extraordinary wealth and influence and impact. And I think it's the responsibility and moral obligation of this college to use that impact on a more meaningful scale.
As of July, Williams had no direct holdings of shares in any of those 200 companies, according to the college. As of 2014, the school invests $8.3 million in fossil fuel-related companies through fund managers. Having reviewed the possibility of divestment after the action group made its proposal in December 2014, Falk says the Board of Trustees doesn't consider it to be an open question.
If we don't start by asking ourselves as Americans and as American institutions how we can use less, I think everything else we do is hollow. And to put a renewed focus on that question on this campus, to me, is the most important moral step we can take. And to me, it's a more significant moral statement than a statement about which stocks we happen to own in which companies.
Chang says the college has not been transparent enough in its decision-making. In its April 2015 report on the proposal, the Advisory Committee on Shareholder Responsibility listed the news and scientific articles it referenced. In his letter to school leadership, Kagan writes that Williams College is no longer an institution worthy of its elite status.
They not only dismissed our proposal outright, they distorted it in the process of dismissing it. We had asked for a progressive set of measures that would take us toward divestment at Williams College, and basically they turned that into a proposal for a one-year divestment, which was absurd.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.